Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Do lone players have a future with the Reds? By Adam Garside. There are a number of notable players currently enjoying spells away from Anfield, but with only 3 months left of the season, will they be welcomed back into the squad come the summer? Or will they be shipped out again, temporarily or permanently? There are currently 13 senior players out on loan, ranging from former PSG captain Mamadou Sakho at Crystal Palace to 22-year-old striker Jack Dunn at Tranmere Rovers. Some of them are quality players who just needed game time that they weren't going to get in Jurgen Klopp's first team. Others simply aren't good enough to be Liverpool players. Mamadou Sakho. The Frenchman and Klopp had a very public falling out in the pre-season tour of the States, leading to his exile to the under-23 squad, meaning he has failed to make a first-team appearance this season. It looked throughout the January window that Liverpool would only let the centre-back go if it was on a permanent deal. But nobody would meet the £20 million valuation, and so on deadline day, Sakho joined Sam Allardyce's Crystal Palace. Sakho will try to regain his match fitness and break into the Palace side in the remainder of the season, but I very much doubt that whatever he does over the next few months will affect what happens in the future. It would appear fairly certain that Sakho will leave the club on a permanent basis come the summer window. Lazar Markovic. At the beginning of the season, Markovic was sent back to Portugal, to Sporting Lisbon, but made little impact in his 5 months there, making only 6 appearances, scoring 1 goal. In the January window, the Serb winger came back to the Premier League and joined relegation-threatened Hull City until the end of the season. Markovic made a strong start to life at the KCOM, making his debut in the EFL Cup semi-final second leg win over Manchester United, and going on to make 3 more appearances, putting in good performances in the meantime. Markovic will return to Anfield in the summer, still only 23 years of age. As such, I think he will be given next season to prove that he's worth the money we spent on him in the summer of 2014. John Flanagan. 2 years ago, the young Scouser was seen as the next big thing for Liverpool, a proper right back. However, a couple of serious injuries have halted the Englishman's progress over the last 2 years. He made no appearances in the 14-15 season, and only 8 in all competitions last season. So, Flano was sent to Turf Moor for a season-long loan at Sean Dyche's Burnley. The right back hasn't played as much football this season as he or Klopp would have wanted. Only 5 in the league and 8 in all competitions. But he undoubtedly is a talented footballer with a big career in front of him. He will return to Liverpool in the summer with a season relatively injury-free under his belt and ready to try to force his way back into the first team next season. Others. Looking at some of the other Liverpool players on loan, Danny Ward is having a fantastic season at the overachieving Huddersfield Town under Klopp's old friend David Wagner, making 30 appearances at the John Smith Stadium, and in the meantime establishing himself as one of the best goalkeepers in the Championship. Elsewhere in the second tier, Ryan Kent is doing well at Barnsley, with the young Englishman establishing himself in the Tykes starting 11. Both players will return to Liverpool in the summer and will probably go on the LFC tour pre-season, with the hope of improving their chances of playing for Klopp in the first team. Out of the two, Kent is the most likely to be sent back out on loan, as he has just turned 20. Youngsters like Allen at Hertha BSC, Teo Awoniyi at NEC, Pedro Chirivella at Go Ahead Eagles, Cameron Brannigan at Fleetwood Town, and Dunn at Tranmere will all gain valuable playing experience with their loan assignments for the rest of the season. None of these four are likely to be able to force their way back into the first team next season. But all have shown promise in the youth teams, and as such will either be sent back out on loan to get more valuable first team experience, or will remain at Kirby with the under-23s so Klopp and his staff can keep a watchful eye on them. The future may not be so rosy for goalkeeping pair Ryan Fulton and Adam Bogdan, and defender Andre Wisdom. Fulton's been on loan at Chesterfield this season, while Bogdan got injured early in his spell at Wigan Athletic. Both are way down the pecking order at Liverpool, and it's unlikely that either will have a future with the Reds. I would not be surprised to see both of them depart in the summer on permanent deals. Wisdom, on the other hand, has had loan spells at four different clubs in the last four seasons: Derby County, West Brom, Norwich City, and Red Bull Salzburg. And he has made increasingly fewer appearances during those spells. Wisdom is behind the likes of Nathaniel Klein, Joe Gomez, Alberto Moreno, and John Flanagan in the fullback pecking order, and he's unlikely to move up those ranks next season. Wisdom showed promise as a youngster in the youth teams, but he's never quite been able to convert that into the senior level. Well, it's far from Chelsea levels of loan player activity, but you can see from Adam's article that there are quite a few, well, comparatively well-known names who are getting a little bit of experience away from Anfield currently. Now, of the ones that he mentions, Sacco, I'm sure, is probably more or less likely to be gone. I think if the permanent deal could have been done, it would have been done, and that was the only reason that he's not gone. Markovic, I don't know if I'd share Adam's optimism that he'll be given a chance next year. I just really don't see that he was fancied. I don't see why he wouldn't have gotten his opportunity in the current squad instead of going out on loan, given the situation that we were in when he came back. So for me, I think Markovic is likely to go as well. Flanagan is a different kettle of fish. I suppose Klopp would want to have Flanagan in the squad for many reasons. A, he is a better footballer than he's given credit for, but B, he is the local boy, and it's an important aspect of any squad, I think. So I'd be more optimistic about his chances. Of the others mentioned, I suppose Danny Ward is the one that I'd like to see coming back most, to be honest. In fact, of all of them, Danny Ward's the one that I'm most optimistic about getting back to the club, because God knows we need some strength and depth there in terms of goalkeeping. I don't know what happens with Simon Mignolet, given that he's just recently signed that long contract. I don't know if that will make him unsignable for other clubs in the summer, and I don't know if Klopp would actually even want to get rid of him. But it, to me, there has to be another one who comes in. And that's not writing off our fabulously well-groomed Teutonic specimen. It's not to write him off. He could be marvellous, I don't know. But I do, and I think most of us would feel a lot more comfortable if we had at least one more good keeper there. And if it is Danny Ward coming back into the fold to really properly mix it in there in the first team squad, I'd be okay with that. Of the rest of the guys that he mentions, you know, there's a lot of guys there. Allen, Brannigan, Chiarravella, and Fulton. They do look, and they have looked like excellent players in the underage sides. But I spoke about this recently. I think it was an article that Andy wrote. How many of them ever do make it? And the statistics are horrendous. Genuinely horrendous, that go on to actually have a career, and they'll make one or two first team appearances, but will they break through? I mean, the amount of them that have, I can't remember the stat from Andy's piece, but by God, it's horrible in terms of success rate. Of the players mentioned, the ones that I'd be happiest to see come back would be Ward and Flanagan, and the rest, well, their futures are probably a lot more precarious.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.